Good afternoon. Welcome to Mitaki Green Chapel International Service. Today, I'd like to share from the book of James, chapter 1, verse 19 to, let me read to 25, maybe 25 is better. Please open your Bible, your version. My NIV put the title on this section, Listening and Doing, verse 19. My dear brothers, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. For man's anger does not bring about the religious life that God desires. Therefore, get rid of all moral filth and the evil that is so prevalent, and humbly accept the word planted in you, which can save you. Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. Anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like a man who looks at his face in a mirror and after looking at him goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. But the man who looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom and continues to do this, not forgetting what he has heard, but doing it, he will be blessed in what he does. Maybe that'd be all. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, thank you for this wonderful time. Thank you for being with us. Thank you for your love and mercy. And we can feel and we can live in the depth of your love, Lord. Lord, we open your word today. Now, please speak through this word into our hearts, into our spirit, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. This year I preach from James, and this is the second time. Today is June, which means I preach. This is my second time, I think. Maybe three times, second time. Never mind. Well, Book of James is very strict, very straight. So the maybe you know the Luther hates this book. He doesn't like it because the book of James does not point on the faith that Luther wants to point out to the Catholics. But the book of James has a lot of unique and deep truth which the Pauline letters do not stress on. Of course, we can understand through the Gospels, the Acts, and the Pauline letters, or other letters, but some truths, some teachings are exclusively found in the book of James. So although Luther does not like this book, but we have to learn, we have to read this book as the part of God's truth. And today's text is one of the severe or strict text to us. Like verse 22 is very strong text. Do not merely listen to the word. You're listening to the word. But James said, do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. What it says. Let me show three points. If you do not do what you listen, what happens to you? If you just listening but not doing. Point one, James says that deceive yourselves, the cheating. If you just listening, just merely listening, not doing, which means you teach yourself, you deceive yourself. What does it mean? Which means ourselves, we know that the Word of God demands us to do. We ourselves, maybe our spirit, the deepest self, demands us, go, 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 and do, do, do. It's the deep voice of our spirit. But our shallow self says, no, we just listen to. I don't want to do it. I cannot do it. This is not the time to do it. We have many excuses. Our brains prevent from doing, or our brain shut down our inner voice, inner spirit crying. Because our inner self was converted, was changed. Our inner self, we abide the Holy Spirit. So actually, I should say, not ourself, but the Holy Spirit talked to ourselves. Why don't you do it now? Take out your excuses. So if you merely listening but not doing, which deceive ourselves, it's very strange. You know, we have two bodies, two men in ourselves. One say yes, one says no. One says go and do. One says no, I can't. Just listening is enough. We just listen to the word of God. Others, even they don't listening to the word. They're just listening to music, you know, listening to the internet. But we just reading the Bible. That's enough. That's much better than the others. It's one of the excuses. But the James strictly said, do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. So we can deceive ourselves. We can cheat ourselves. Number two, if we are listening, not doing, is verse 23, anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like a man who looks at his face in a mirror. What this means. And after looking at himself, goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. When you wake up, before you came to the church, did you see the mirror? Did you see the mirror? Yes? Good. No? Please say yes. Yes, I do, too. Because when you get up, maybe your hairs are like this, and something touching your face, or you know, how do you say this? It's like shiwa, you know, so lines here and there. Yeah, I know my wife has had. But if you do not see the mirror, you do not know. You don't realize it, right? But in the time of the Bible, they did not have the mirror like this. Do you know this? This is mirror. Why do I put this mirror here? To see the PowerPoint. Yeah. I bought this at 100 yen shop. But sometimes I see my face. And hair, too. Because my wife, you know, sit around there, and sometimes she points me and like this. And she says something. Then I see what she, oh. Like that. We need mirror. Otherwise, we cannot see ourselves. The Bible works like the mirror to us. When you read the Bible, you can see yourself. The Bible tells you who you are, how dirty you are, how beautiful you are, how lovely person you are. How sinful you are, how weak you are. But when you read the Bible, when you listen to the Bible, the Word of God, have you ever experienced like that? When you hear the word or reading the Bible, wow, why this preacher knows my situation? Why the Bible knows me? Have you ever experienced that, right? Yeah. Because the Bible is the mirror. It's a mirror. However, James says, after looking at himself or herself, goes away and immediately forgets what he or she looks like. This is just a hearer, you know, just not doer. We read the Bible, we see what we are, but if you do not anything, which means we look at the mirror and, wow, after I have to shave, or I have to take out some hairs or combs, or you know, or makeups. If you do not anything, just look at the mirror. That's all. Does not mean anything, right? After you look at the mirror, you do something on your face. That is good. This is what the James said. When you hear the word of God, when you see your face through this mirror, against this mirror, you have to do something. That's what you do. So if you've done anything after watching mirror, just forget himself, forget yourself, it doesn't mean anything. That's why he says, not just listen to the word,
but do what it says. You lose the chance to change yourself if you do not do anything. Bible tells us how to change us, how to make up ourselves, how to grow, how to become strong, how to be the man of God, woman of God. So when you hear the word of God, do something. If you do not anything, it does not mean anything. Meaningless. Just watch it and forget.
And number three, if you do not do anything, just listening, verse 25. But the man who looks intently into the perfect law and gives freedom and continues to do this, not forgetting what he has heard, but doing it, he will be blessed in what he does. This final sentence. He will be blessed in what he does. So if you merely listening, not doing, you cannot receive the blessing from God. You lose the true blessing from God. He will be blessed in what he does, James said. He will be blessed in what he hears. No, he will be blessed in what he does. Once you do something, God bless you. God is ready to bless you. He holds like a big bag of blessing, like a Santa Claus, right beside you. I want bless you. I love you. I want bless you. And he's watching. Okay, you hear the word. What's your next? It's doing. If you do something, God bless us. God blesses us. And verse 25 shows us very unique point too. But the man who looks intently into the perfect law, what does mean intently into the perfect law? The Greek word is a parakupto. Parakupto is intently, the Bible translator translated into look into, intently or look into. Parakupto means stoop. What stoop means? Stoop, like this? Crouch or bend. The commentary says, a thing in order to look at it, to look at with head bowed forward, to look into with body bent, to stoop and look into. Not just look like this. Look at, oh, I cannot read. Like, read the word very deeply. Not just look at it. You know, bend yourself, stoop, crouch. Like, you know, you want to see something through the small window, you know, what's going over, doing over there. Reading the Bible intently. The perfect law that gives freedom. This is the perfect law. This is the perfect. There is no other perfect law on this planet, in this universe. Many books, many teachings, but no perfect law. Amen. Only the Bible says. I know Buddhism, Shintos, Hindus. I learn Islamic laws too. But no other books except Bible says this is perfect. Wow.
Why the Bible says this is perfect? Because God write it. Perfect God writes this. That's why this is perfect. Others, of course, good books, interesting books. Many interesting, but not perfect. Not perfect. So, of course, we can read other books. I love reading novels. You know, I like readings. I read many books. But firstly, we have to look intently into the perfect law. What happens after? That gives freedom. We live in freedom. We live the word. But still we are looking for freedom, right? How to be free. Why we feel like a bound, or we feel so sometimes not free, you know, struggling with other problems, like, oh, I'm so, you know, why this life, my life is not free? Or shackled something. Because we do not know the rule. Once you understand the rule of the life, we are free. We can do anything. But we are sinful, right? So if you do what we want to do, what happens? We kill the person. We hurt the others. We hurt ourselves. We make mistakes because we are sinful. But if we intently look at this perfect law, we can understand what we have to do, what we do is the best thing. Then we feel free. We won't have any mistakes. We won't hurt anybody. So we can receive the freedom. And continues to do this, not forget what he has heard, but doing it, of course. Even we read the Bible thoroughly and deeply, intently, if you do not do it, no meaning. Meaningless, of course. But if you do it, he will be blessed in what he does. God is waiting to bless us. So James says, do not merely listen to the word. Of course, we have to listen to the word. We cannot do without listening. Yes. Sometimes, we make mistakes, we do something without listening. We just, you know, we just hear or we do what we think. That's why James said you look intently into the perfect law. We have to read the Bible and listen to it, understand it. Without understanding, we cannot do. But just listening is not enough. Listening is deceive ourselves. Just listening, we lose the chance to fix ourselves, make up ourselves, change ourselves. If you listen, not doing, we cannot receive the blessings. So, what I pray, what we should pray. Lord, change myself. We love to hear, but for me, doing is so tough, so difficult, so hard. Some words okay, some part I love, but this is like love your neighbor. I can love this person, but I cannot love this person. I can do this part, but I cannot do this part. I can do 30% of this, but 7% no. But Bible is the perfect law. We have to do 100% of this Bible teaching. So I pray to God, Lord, let me change myself, not just listening your word, but doing your word. Not the part of your word, but the 100% of your whole teaching of your word. Then we can be the true follower of Jesus Christ. Like Fernando had a testimony like that. That's what I want to read. Matthew 7, chapter 7, the wise and foolish builders. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts themselves into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain comes down, the streams rose, the wind blew and beat against that house, yet it did not fall, because it had its foundation on the rock. But everyone who hears those words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man. Wow. Oh, foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against the house. It fell with a great crash. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice. Let's pray. Lord, this week is a new week, is a new chance to us, Lord. New chance you give us. We can do what you teach us, something we could not do until last week. But Lord, you gave us new mercy. Mercy means chance, opportunity. Lord, let me love that person we could not love. Let me pass your word to the person we could not do last week. Lord, don't make us deceive ourselves. We want to use this chance to change ourselves, fix ourselves, and we want to be blessed, true blessing from you. Not merely listen to your word, but do what you teach us, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.